person does something or intends to do something seemingly wrong, and yet this person can sometimes feel calm and peaceful. Why? Well, you have to, this is what I was just talking about, yeah? Right and wrong, good and bad, beneficial and non-beneficial, depend upon somebody's intention. So if somebody has a good intention, you know, their actions are positive, even if from the outside we look at it and we criticize. Okay? Because, for example, somebody may be a bodhisattva and may be doing an action specifically to benefit a particular sentient being, but not understanding it, we may think it's negative. Okay? For example, yeah? Sometimes our spiritual mentors scold us. Yeah? So we might go, oh, my teacher scolded me. Oh, my teacher's bad. Not supposed to criticize others. Yeah, my teacher criticized me. Oh, negative karma on my teacher's part. Okay. Or somebody from the outside says, oh, that teacher criticized their disciple. Oh, very bad, very bad. But, you know, we don't know the motivation of the teacher. Maybe the teacher's being incredibly kind. Maybe that's a very close student. And so the teacher knows that they can point something out to that student directly because that student has the strength to be able to take it. Yeah? We don't know, do we? Okay? So it's hard for us to judge other people's actions, you know? And it's hard also for us to know if their minds are really calm. Yeah. I don't know when this person is talking about somebody doing something wrong and yet they seem to be calm. You know, are you thinking of a suicide bomber? You know, they're going to go do something wrong but they're calm inside. I don't think they're calm inside. Would you be calm inside if you were a suicide bomber? I don't think so. I think very confused inside. Okay, so how do I select a spiritual teacher to guide me on the path to enlightenment? I may have selected one, but he may not have accepted me as a worthy student. Can I practice without a spiritual teacher, such as going from place to place, temple to temple, to seek, listen to Dharma talks? If not, what can I do? Okay. So this is kind of a big topic. If you want to really engage in the path and really make spiritual progress in a steady way over a period of time, then you need to find a qualified spiritual mentor and commit yourself to a relationship with that teacher. And that teacher may also send you to go practice under other teachers. That doesn't mean that they're trying to get rid of you or anything. It may be that they see that you can benefit from, you know, studying with another teacher for some period of time, so they send you there. Okay? So don't think that just because somebody sends you to another teacher that they don't think you're worthy. That may not be what's going on at all. And from our side, we can have more than one teacher. That's completely possible. But I think it is good to have, you know, to at least rely on one teacher in a steady way. Yeah, because this person asked about going from temple to temple and here to there and this to that. Okay, at the very beginning, before people have a teacher, you know, then they may do that. They may try different practices, you know, be with different teachers, things like that, because they haven't yet met a specific practice that really speaks to their heart, or they haven't met a teacher that really, you know, penetrates their heart when that person teaches. So at the beginning, sometimes you need to do that. But the thing is, if you keep doing that, you know, then you never get anywhere. Because Monday night you're doing one style meditation, and Tuesday night another style, and Wednesday night a third style, and Thursday night a fourth style, and Friday night something else, and Saturday night another thing, and Sunday night still another thing. And so, you know, you've tasted all the things in the buffet, but you haven't eaten dinner. Okay? And so your stomach is still empty. So, you know, at the beginning, like I said, you may need to try things to see, like, what really speaks to you. But then when you find something, really try and stay with it and commit. Yeah? And really practice well. Now, that means that you're going to establish one thing as kind of your general mode of practice. Okay? You can still go to teachers, teachings by other teachers or even in other Buddhist traditions and learn, and that becomes like decoration on your main practice. Okay? So you have your main practice that you're doing under the guidance of a teacher, and it may be a few different practices that that teacher's having you do. And you still go to other teachers and traditions, and that decorates it. So it's like having a cake and putting the frosting on it. Okay? But that's very different than running from one thing to the next without ever staying with something. Okay? You getting what I mean? Okay? So it depends on you and on your level of interest in the Dharma, your level of commitment to the path. So some people, they may not be so committed, so they'll go here and there and that, this and that. And then other people may be more committed and they'll really find something and stick with it. Okay? But like I said, you can still go to things by other teachers and so on. Sometimes it may be good to check with your principal teacher and see what that person thinks about, you attending this or that teaching. But that's fine. That's okay to do that. Yeah? Some teachers say, you only come to me. I don't know, that doesn't feel totally comfortable to me. Okay? I think, let's leave it up to the individual to figure that out. Okay? Okay, so somebody's saying, I think I have a lot of talent to contribute to society, but I'm trapped in a handicapped body and people discriminate against me because I'm handicapped, so I feel frustrated. I think whatever situation we're in, we just have to work with it and do the best we can and use our talents the best way we can. Okay? If other people discriminate, that's their loss. Because everywhere we go, somebody's going to discriminate us against us about something. Okay? I mean, women, we know that sometimes we're discriminated against. Right? Yeah? So what are you going to do? You're born in this body. Does that mean you don't use your talents just because other people have wrong conceptions about women? No, you use your talents and you go forward and you go ahead and you do your best. So same thing if you're handicapped. Yeah? Or same thing, if you belong to some minority group or, whatever it is, you still use whatever talents and things that you have and you use them for the benefit of others and you help the people who are open to receiving your help. And if people aren't open, that's their loss, basically. From the side of other people, I think we should try as much as possible to let go of whatever biases and discriminations we have, whether it's against handicapped people, whether it's against women, whether it's against gays, whether it's against people of different racial groups or people of different nationalities. Because any time we form an opinion about a whole group of people, okay, then it's really difficult because it's like saying everybody from that group of people is bad. Well, how do we know that? How do we know that? Yeah, everybody who is whatever group of people we don't like is bad? Huh? They all have the Buddha nature. How can they be bad? Yeah. Or we say, everybody from this group of people is blah, blah, blah. We attribute some negative characteristics. Everybody? Everybody from that group has that characteristic? I don't think that's fair to say. I mean, how do we feel when people put us in a group and form a stereotype about us and are prejudiced against us? Do we like that? Do we think that's fair? No, not at all. So when we see our mind developing prejudice against any kind of group on whatever basis, we need to look at our own mind and let go of those kind of prejudices and really remember that each individual is somebody unique with their own unique Buddha nature, you know, and stop projecting all of our negative qualities onto them. Because this is, you know, this kind of thing is what foments so much disharmony in society, is when we generalize a group of people and dislike them. You know, that's why there's religious riots, that's why there's ethnic disputes, that's often why there's wars between countries. We don't want that. We want to live in a peaceful place. We want to live in a harmonious place. Okay? So we need to work with our own mind and get rid of our own bias and prejudice against whoever, so that we can live in a peaceful, harmonious society where everybody has a chance. You know, we want to give everybody a chance to use their own talents.